If you have tuned in to France Inter or France Info radio stations over the past 2 weeks, you might have heard this. Only yesterday were worlds apart. Music, including tracks from Brigitte Fontaine, Yeah, or Nat King Cole, has been playing on loop on a few of France's most listened radio stations. That's because journalists and technical staff at Radio France, the country's public broadcaster, have been on strike for more than 15 days now. Radio France's staff is opposed to budget cuts because they fear it will mean job cuts and the outsourcing of its orchestra. Before I continue, I need to mention that RFI is not affected by the strike because it is not part of Radio France. RFI used to be part of the French public broadcaster, but was separated from it in 1987. The radio station is now part of France Média Monde, along with MCD Radio and TV channel France 24. Radio France is, on the other hand, an umbrella group for several stations, including France Inter, France Info and France Culture. It is 90% state-funded through license fees. The strike began on March 19th, and it's the longest strike at the company in 10 years. One of the main issues here is that Radio France is expected to run up a deficit of €21.3 million in 2015 and is expected at the same time to make €50 million of savings. Mathieu Gallet, Radio France's boss, is supposed to present his plans for the future in the next few days. What we know so far is that he has proposed 200 to 300 job cuts. Last Friday, I went to a protest organized by the strikers in front of Matignon. Union representatives were received by Prime Minister Manuel Valls' staff. There, I met Stéphane Michaka, who works as a playwright for France Culture and France Inter. He explained to me why he was there.
Public radio in France, if you cut on the finances, which is basically what's happening now, it has repercussions for everyone, every writer, everyone interested in hearing new voices, and that's what we're defending. That's why I came here today. We're very worried that French radio is gradually becoming more commercial, less free, less diverse, and we've seen this for years happening slowly, and it's very worrying now because people who pay for television in France, you pay la redevance, it's called. It's a tax which is €135. About €25 go into radio. So when we hear radio costs too much money, public radio costs too much money, it's just false.
Michaka tells me he was shocked when the Cour des Comptes, the government's finance watchdog, published a report on Radio France. The report considered Radio France to be in a state of financial crisis. It also recommended the merger of the newsrooms of France Inter, France Info and France Culture. But most strikers are not just protesting against budget cuts. Anne, a producer at France Inter, says she's defending an ideal of what public broadcasting should be.
It's more than the radio we want to protect. It's an ideal of work. You know, we want to work, to go on working, and they are trying to cut down our way of work. And at the moment, some people of our strike are meeting somebody from the Prime Minister. We want to get out of this strike. At the moment, we are against the changes of the direction. We are against them. They are trying. They have tried to move a little bit, but it's not enough. We are not sure they are accepting what we want. We're on the contrary. That's why we are still on strike.
Around 14 million people tune into one of Radio France's stations every day. With this number in mind, it shouldn't be a surprise that some listeners have also decided to join the fight. A Facebook page called Je suis Radio France, in reference to the I am Charlie slogan, was created last week. At the protest, I met David. He tells me he has been listening to France Inter since he was 15.
Je suis très inquiet par l'actualité.
I'm very worried about the crisis at Radio France. I've been listening to Radio France since I was 15. I worry about the announcements made by management and the state. I believe that Radio France met its public service mission by producing great shows that bring a lot to listeners. I am for independence, but we always need to fight and advocate for it. That's why I joined the strike with Radio France's staff to ensure freedom and quality.
Et cette qualité de production des émissions.
There have been a lot of comments from the press and politicians over the crisis at Radio France, but its CEO, Mathieu Gallet, drew the most criticism. The former head of TV5 Monde was appointed last year as the president of the company. To make matters worse, Le Canard Enchaîné said last week that Gallet spent almost 100,000 euros on refurbishing his office instead of the initial estimate of 34,000 euros. He was also accused of hiring a PR consultant for a salary of 19,000 euros a year. That earned him a slap on the hand from Culture Minister Fleur Pellerin. But the lack of involvement from the government has been heavily criticized by the opposition. Franck Riester, a UMP opposition MP, accused Pellerin last Wednesday of not doing anything to solve the crisis.
Aujourd'hui, vous détournez les ressources prévues.
You're diverting resources that should have gone to public broadcasting by assigning them to other state spending. You're posing as a savior, but in reality you're playing with fire. It's your government that is responsible for the current crisis at Radio France. Your Minister of Culture has been wasting time by meeting twice this week with the President of Radio France. But for what? We would like to know. When will you put an end to this crisis? The employees of Radio France are open to reforms, providing that the state sets the course and that it provides financial resources that were promised.
Pellerin said her government had to deal with a situation that was created by the former government.
Moi, je considère avec vous qu'il y a effectivement un scandale d'État dans votre amnésie.
I agree with you. There is a scandal here, and that scandal, it's you. Forgetting that today's situation is your fault. This report is damning proof of the way Radio France was managed when you were in power. Today you call the state to make reforms. This is what we are doing. These reforms are the ones you didn't do when you stayed in power for 10 years. You should take responsibility for what you did.
Mais assumez les vôtres et lisez bien ce rapport de la Cour des comptes.
With staff from Manuel Valls' office meeting the strikers, it seems like the radios won't remain silent for too long. But it appears the two sides have become even more entrenched. Historian Christian Delporte explains it's not just the future of Radio France that is at stake here, but a future of public broadcasting in France.
La question de Radio France, elle est liée plus largement à l'audiovisuel.
What has changed is that in recent years the public finances went down and that we've been forced to try to make budget cuts somewhere. The issue of Radio France is linked to that of public broadcasting and whether the radio and public television have a special mission or not. What became clear in recent years is that as long as the political power was controlling television and radio for political purposes, Radio France was important. But now that these radios and TV stations have their independence, it seems less essential.
Delporte says France needs to decide what it wants to do with its public television and radio stations. In short, there are two possible ways the crisis could end. Either the government decides that public broadcast is not important and reduces the means of Radio France and France Télévisions, as was done in Italy, or the French government could also follow the British example, where the BBC is still a major public company. Right now, music is still playing on the waves of Radio France, but at least the playlist is good. Several magazines and newspapers in France ran reports on how the songs were picked. Even the British Guardian newspaper celebrated, through an article, the good taste of the French public radio. And indeed, a two-week strike does not always sound this good.
I got this name. closer, I